Today you are with Janine Preston of Actonville FM.
And today with me in the studio, I have Ingrid Kuhr, Chairman of the Union of Jewish Women Johannesburg Branch. Welcome, Ingrid.
Thank you for having me.
It's only a pleasure. And you know what? I've been listening to some of the broadcasts that you've been doing on radio, talking about the 90th year of this particular organization. So it piqued my interest because I thought, what organization do we still know today besides the Moths has been around for 90 years? Tell me a little bit more about that.
Well, apparently it started obviously 90 years ago with a couple of Jewish ladies, and unfortunately was always known as an old ladies organization. And even when I joined about 5 years ago and someone said, come and join, I thought, okay, I'm old enough, I'll now join, we call it affectionately UJW. But that is something that I'm trying to change, trying to get the younger people involved with the Union of Jewish Women, because there are a lot of other NPO, Jewish organizations, and they all do different things, but we would like the younger generation to get involved as well.
Tell me a little bit about the organization. More so, what do you stand for? How do you come together? Just a little bit of background about yourselves.
Okay, well, we have a mission statement, which is that we commit to providing a framework within which women can contribute to the welfare of Greater Johannesburg's population in the name of the Jewish community and in the spirit of Jewish tradition, which is always giving. We initiate and participate in activities that promote goodwill and better understanding among all sections of Greater Johannesburg's population. And we also initiate and participate in social welfare programs and projects which benefit all sections of Greater Johannesburg society. So that's basically what we do. And we have different programs that we help people.
Now, in terms of a community organization, does that mean you only look after your Jewish community, or do you do outreaches to other communities as well?
No, we definitely do to other communities. We have many outreach programs, one of them being we have something called Bags for New Beginnings, and one of our exec members, but often we all pull together, we've got seven to eight executive committee members at the moment. And Bags for New Beginnings is three-monthly deliveries which take place to four local clinics in Soweto, Eldorado Park, and the South Rand Clinic. And we pack baby bags for ladies that are having babies, who often I have been delivering in Soweto. Some woman, you watch them come into the clinics with absolutely nothing but the clothes on their back. Sometimes they will, the babies will be wrapped in newspaper to take them home. That's how much they are disadvantaged. So we go in with this huge bag of baby grows and a toy and water and biscuits for the mother and blankets and bibs and nappies and a whole lot of things for the moms. Because the wonderful thing is to see the joy on their faces when they get something unexpected like this. And then, you know, we would leave extra bags. We actually tie them with a ribbon, like a blue ribbon is for a boy, a pink for a girl. Sometimes we come across mums that are about to have babies. They don't know what they're having yet. So that's a yellow ribbon for this. You know, we don't know what the sex of the baby is. And it's just amazing and incredible to see. I mean, you'll meet babies. I've never seen babies that are 2 or 3 hours old. You go into these clinics in Soweto, there is not a sound. It's, I don't know whether it's the nurses or it's the people that have been told you don't make a noise when you're having a baby. It doesn't matter what pain you're in. It's absolutely quiet.
My goodness me. So is that all of the, in terms of looking at the outreaches within the Johannesburg area, I'm assuming the age group is anything from obviously the baby through to the elderly.
Yes. So we have many more programs. We have a aftercare and feeding program in Alex, run by a fantastic woman called Lydia. And before COVID, we had a couple of ladies going into Alex and would work and do homework with them. And that aftercare is from ages 3 until 18. And generally, we have a Christmas party at the end of the year. And I think there are like 120 kids of different ages at the Alex aftercare. We have two other creches. It's called the Baby Bez Creche in Lombardy and the one in Alex called Sikalele Creche, of which they're just the one creche just needed a tarpaulin to cover the kids when they were playing outside, and we fixed all of that and we fixed their toilets. So we look after those three and then we give them toys. We've got a fantastic sponsor who came out with the most incredible toys this year, and she will help us at the end of the year as well to give each child an age-appropriate gift for Christmas. We also have a Hillbrow soup kitchen at the Hillbrow Clinic, which gives bread and soup to people waiting because they come early hours of the morning and they are fed a good wholesome soup. And we've got a few projects. Oh, we've also got this amazing sewing empowerment school, which we have like up to 7 when it's not COVID, and sometimes can go up to 12 or 15 people. And they have a 4-month Monday to Friday course of learning how to sew, and that upskills them. It changes their lives, it changes their families' lives. And that is, they're doing some really amazing work. Their graduation, I remember like a year ago, we had 2 men and they made their own jackets and their own jeans for the graduation.
My goodness.
Awesome to see their clothes that they make in such a short
time. And what are your plans for this 90th year? Are you going to introduce some new outreach programs? Are you going to just uplift those that already exist? And are you going to increase, have you got a goal for the number of members that you'd like to have?
Well, we would like to have a lot more members, but we know that there are, you know, quite a few other Jewish organizations that don't have membership, but we need membership to sustain our programs. And we do have, you know, a few donors, but fundraising is always foremost at our hearts and in our place. So we are thinking of doing a golf day in October. We just have to work out if it will be worth it. And we have in the past done a webinar, and we are going to do a backer buddy. This is something new that we have to find out about, but it's getting on the phone and getting funds raised. We are hoping to raise definitely over R1 million in May, which has never been done before in our organization, but we're certainly going to try. And we also have something which is our flagship program, which is called Kosher Mobile Meals. And this is, we have about 100 people that we give kosher cooked meals to the elderly, generally over 75, who are physically unable to cook for themselves. So we have volunteers, and they go and deliver the food, but it is quite an expensive program. So that's why we have a fundraising campaign at the moment, and the Backer Buddy will also be for the KMM, as we affectionately.
And how does the Backer Buddy work? Is it when you have a friend and the two of you work together? Is it something along those lines, or is it something you're still looking at?
No, we are still looking at it. But there's another organization called Charity, which they take quite a big percentage of it, and then you can get three backers. So whatever you get, it will be quadrupled. But Backer Buddy, they take less. You advertise, you get on the phone, and I think you have one backer, so we still have to look into the details of that. But hopefully that will bring us money, because unfortunately there's a lot of donor fatigue right now, because I think all fundraising organizations are possibly going to the same people and, you know, just trying to get money for those that are less
fortunate. No, you know what? I think with COVID, it's kind of emptied the coffers that used to donate easily, purely because on their side, they had money coming in. So giving it out for CSR projects, for fundraising projects, wasn't that hard. But I think we've been hard hit by COVID. So I certainly wish you luck for your May campaign. Tell me a little bit about your My School campaign.
Okay, so we are now affiliated with My School Card. And for those people that do have a My School Card, I didn't even know it myself, but you can actually have three beneficiaries. So you can go onto My School Card webpage, and it shows you who your beneficiaries are, and you can actually add us. You will see, you know, Jewish Woman Johannesburg, and you can add us. It doesn't cost you any money at all. I mean, My School Card has quite a few partners. You know, obviously Woolworths is a big one, but you've got Builders Warehouse, and I think there's about four other partners that they've got. So you go and pay what you normally pay, you show them My School Card, and a tiny percent of what you've spent will come onto our, hopefully, you know, into our bank account.
So and the funds, when you're talking about the funds or the nappies, the real items that come in, do you sit as a team and decide how it gets started? How does that work in terms of your organization?
Well, we've got, you know, various projects, and we've got people in sort of leading each project. So like the campaign that we've got on at the moment, which is called Donate and Win, it does say Kosher Mobile Meals. So all the funds raised for this Donate and Win, which has incredible prizes. The first prize is Savannah Private Game Reserve, a three-night stay, and it's valued at 75,000 rand. So this place is really, really nice. And then the second prize is a two-night stay at a Protea hotel plus a Tanzanite and silver jewelry set, for example. And then we've got various other prizes.
So does the prize go to the donators, to the donors?
Well, yes.
Where do the prizes go?
It's like a raffle. So people could phone our office, which is 011-648-1053, or they can go onto our webpage, which is Union of Jewish Women Johannesburg. And then we also, so we've got that page as well. And then
I'll just ask you, the Union of Jewish Women Johannesburg, is that completely spelled out? Or is Johannesburg JHB?
Usually Johannesburg is JHB.
And your telephone number again, please?
It's 011.
Yes.
648.
Yeah.
1053.
And do you have a Facebook page that one can most probably get notifications from? And what would that be?
It's also Union of Jewish Women Johannesburg. So there's a group and there's a page, and it's the same one. I mean, the tickets are 100 rand for one, two tickets are 180, five tickets are 380, and for 760, there's 10 tickets.
So that is for the man in the street, the person who wants to donate, even though they don't have a large organization. That is for the person who wants to donate in their own capacity.
Absolutely. You will get an 18A as well. You know, we've had a wonderful donor that gave us 18,000 yesterday. So you can give 100 rand or you can give 18,000 rand or whatever you want to. But, you know, if you don't have a ticket in, you're not going to win. So at least you've got a chance.
Absolutely. So you've got to be in it to win it.
That's it.
And I'm really pleased to have had this time with you. I really thank you for your time. And it's good to hear that we have people like yourselves looking after our communities. So hats off to you.
Thank you. Thank you.
And that was Ingrid. She is the chairman of the Union of Jewish Women, the Johannesburg branch. Her telephone number or her organization's telephone number is 011-648-1053. You can reach them on Facebook or on the website under www.unionofjewishwomenjohannesburg. And, of course, if you want to go ahead and win that wonderful prize to the Game Lodge, I'm sure we all need one of those, you simply can dial in and donate. And I think, as you can hear, it goes to a lot of good causes. So don't forget and let us know how, if you won, because, I mean, obviously, if you won, you've got to be in it to win it. Thank you again.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you for joining me, Janine Preston of Actonville FM, on hashtag Small Startup Big Dreams as we continue to rock your morning.